This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It's Monday, and at this time we normally talk to our Mayor Julia Loy, but she's away taking a break. And coming off the bench is Abigail Noley, who's the Deputy Mayor, and she joins me now. Good morning, Abigail.
Good morning, Paul. I hope you're well today.
I am. Thank you very much.
Thank
you for taking Julia's place today, because it's nice to keep the momentum up and talking about our Shire, which is absolutely fabulous. So thank you.
My pleasure. It's interesting that you should say coming off the bench, actually, as we've had a big sporting weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I take it that you'll join all of the Shire and FabFM in congratulating the Port Douglas Crocs, the Mossman Port Douglas Sharks, for their stunning wins at the weekend. We certainly know how to play AFL and rugby league in this part of the world, don't we?
We sure do it. And that really is our first point of interest today. As you said, the Mossman Sharks, both A-grade and reserve grade, I think should be pointed out, have won. And the Port Douglas Crocs had a nice, very easy win in their grand final on the weekend. I also like to say that we had a Douglas girl who sang the national anthem at the AFL final.
Okay, that is good.
Yeah, so that's great.
Keeping it local, which is terrific. And, of course, 4 years in a row, that creates history. So well done to the Crocs and the Sharks as well.
You also know that our other code of football, the soccer boys, the Douglas Dragons, they won their semi-finals on Friday evening. So in 2 weeks' time, they're also through to their grand final.
Terrific. Let's bring up the trifecta in our Douglas Shire. Absolutely.
Sure.
Now, the inaugural call of the Running Tide continues this week up until Sunday. Can you kind of paint a bit of a picture of what's happening this week?
Yeah, of course. It's a really, really great event, this one. So the call of the Running Tide, first of all, I must say it's free. It's an environmental sculpture and multimedia festival that highlights the natural wonders and really the unique beauty of the Douglas Shire, the Great Barrier Reef and the Daintree Rainforest, as well as talking about and discussing the current local and global environmental threats. Now, it's a bit of a multi-positioned exhibition. We have exhibits on the Flagstaff Walking Trail. There's a lot of exhibits in the Rex Mill Park. I'm pretty sure you probably would have seen them already. They're quite noticeable.
Yep.
Yeah, they're wonderful, aren't they? And then also the smaller, more delicate works can be found in the Port Douglas Community Centre, which are quite incredible, really. Also, as part of that, we have Bamboo Connect, which is working with Bamboo in the Mossman Hall for the kids. And there are environmental groups which have stalls and they share information at the community centre. And then every evening we have performing artists in Rex Mill Park from about 5 o'clock. So I get down there, bring a blanket, sit down on the ground and really, really enjoy our beautiful environment.
Absolutely. Now, moving on, we're talking to Abigail Noley, our Deputy Mayor, while Julia takes a little bit of a break. We'll be doing this for a couple of weeks. Now, Abigail, the Department of Transport and Main Roads is starting to reseal the Mossman-Daintree Road from this Thursday, September 26th. So I get a little bit of patience required.
Patience should be it will be required, of course. And I just urge the public that if you have any important times that you need to arrive anywhere, please take that into account when you're travelling. It is not expected to have any lengthy delays, but, of course, one never knows. There's never really one perfect time to resurface roads, but at least... But things have to get done before the wet season, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Who knows when the wet season is going to start this year?
It's very interesting, Abigail. I've got a news story that I did earlier this morning.
Yes.
And the far north, according to the Sky News weather people, and they've done their annual long-range severe weather outlook for 2019-20, the far north is in for a relatively quiet cyclone season this year, but probably higher temperatures.
Right. Okay, that's interesting, Paul. I'm part of the local disaster management group, which includes the Douglas Shire and all the other emergency services. And that's quite similar to the long-range weather forecast that we've been given very recently.
Now, Council's free mulch giveaway. Now, this is important to gardeners, to Green Thumbs. Now, continues today, I believe, at Killaloe and Newell Beach transfer stations. And if anybody wants some free mulch, you've got plenty to give away.
Yeah, I just checked with our CEO to make sure we still had some, and he let me know that there is some still available. So, yes, please. At Killaloe, it's open until close of business today at 5:30. There's the free mulch. And at Newell Beach, until just before midday, there's the free mulch with loading facilities available. Now, Paul, talking about free mulch, I'm going to give you a first here on this radio station.
Oh,
this morning.
A scoop.
Well, don't get too excited. It's nothing, huge.
No worries.
Nothing huge. But we're talking about weather forecasts. We're talking about water restrictions. And later today, unfortunately, we're going to bring in our level one water restrictions. This will be made very publicly known, but here I'm letting you know first, Paul, that because of decreasing water levels and increasing uptake, we have to look at bringing in water one level restrictions later today. What I would like to say, if you don't mind, is that, you know, obviously council monitors the water intake and the water usage. And considering that we've had such a really long spell of drying weather already, our communities, our people have shown real restraint in water usage, and I'd really like to congratulate them.
Yep.
And I'd just like to urge people to continue with that water restraint. People are learning, and I appreciate that. And because of this, Paul, I'm going to speak to our CEO about our mulch levels and see if we can extend that as long as we have some mulch available.
Beautiful.
So instead of closing this afternoon, I'm going to try to get that extended.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay.
Abigail, have a wonderful day, wonderful week, and thanks for stepping in.
That's my pleasure, Paul. I'll speak to you next week.